I'd hoped in this week that we'd have time. But
yeah,
things happen.
I completely understand that. And especially insurance is a very complex issue.
Time frame, it came before this.
Yeah. Understandable. Understandable 100%. But I'd be glad to answer any questions you have further, and I'll be around. But by all means, you're not upsetting me at all.
No.
I completely understand why you would want to. You want to make the right decision.
Yes, and you know part of my concern is liability on the county.
Yes.
And have complete trust in Road and Bridge Department. You're putting a big project. You're going through, I'm going to call it virgin territory.
Yep.
And we've got a bridge there we're putting a box culvert in.
Yep.
Okay. We did that on another road, and we're now putting a bridge in. We put a branch cover in. Is that enough said?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Brandon, did you have something?
I'm assuming we'll probably, I know this week we don't have roundtable discussions, so do you want that, Sheila, next week?
Yes, sir. I think that'd be fine, and I don't think we're hurting anything, but.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Perfectly good.
I just want to make sure we were all on the same page as what the true intent of.
Yes.
What this was. It wasn't a full commitment to the listed price. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
This is tabled.
No action. Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've got two sets. One is clerical errors, which would be the first set, and that's abatement number 206207. It is a property that was in the nightly rental program, and there is a nightly rental letter in there. It's dated back in 3/30/20. It states on there stopped renting in mid 2019, and apparently, the clerical error is they did not get the commercial taken off of the property until after the books closed.
Exhibit A?
Yes.
Exhibit A for October 19, 2020.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is erroneous assessments. These are all the same property, dating back to from 2020 to 2015. Abatement numbers are 206015, 206202, through 206206. The notes that I've received on it, I copied to you all also, but it, let me see if I can follow them. Kathy researched this lot and believes that it the taxes should be abated off due to it being an easement of ingress and egress.
It's been on the tax sale for many years, it looks like. So that's an entry into the owner, it's the same owner that owns all that large section of land.
I believe so.
Uh-huh. It joins. It's all the same.
can't do the 15, 16, or 17, can you?
This is real estate. It's not paid.
I was thinking of putting it back to the government's 30 years, but...
Personal property on refunds, but this is not paid. It's taken it off of books.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying, but I still didn't think we could go, regardless of what it was, I think we could do it over 3 years.
I could be wrong, but I think the 139.031 statute that goes back 3 years is on a refund. And the statute that does abatements for unpaid is 137-something. I don't know that it says anything about 3 years. So this is, when we say ingress, egress, that's the property owner that owns all the other property. It's the way for him to get to his land of the other property. Is that right?
There is a map there.
Is there a map?
There is a map in the back of it. It's the very last page of the map. And what is outlined is what
I
believe is the property.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. It has another way, too, from the round, the circle there. It shows where he can also go another route. So he just doesn't need this land anymore. Okay. So is that common when it's the entry into your property? I know you're guaranteed a way into your property, but if that property is in that same owner's name that you see on that map, is it common to abate that off and not tax that land? So if the land, if this other land sold to somebody else, but they still got a way in from according to the map I'm looking at. Mr. Williams, do you see what I'm looking at?
You see the map, I don't know.
Is the purpose of that section of land to get into...
Is it the little piece that's quasi-highlighted?
Mm-hmm.
Straight off of the cul-de-sac?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kathy might explain it. I don't know why it wouldn't be taxed. I don't. And I realize the tax is very minimal. Do you know, Madam Collector?
I'm trying to go through this morning because this is one that's had multiple claps. She said it did go back to the original clap, and she said it was the word the ingress, egress, the entrance, exit. To the public that made a difference.
So she didn't believe it should ever have passes on it because of that.
Okay.
I
wasn't familiar with that. I thought
it
was just an easement, but she said it was
okay. I trust her more than my knowledge. I guarantee you she's got
it. Is it B? Well, go ahead.
Your question?
What? Can you say that again?
Well,
just because it says that doesn't mean it's not.
Yeah, I can't see it, but
I tried to research. I didn't see anything about drainage or anything, just strictly an entrance and an exit off the property, and that goes back to, what was it?
15?
Before that, I mean, the original plot.
So, I guess my thing is so? Mm-hmm. I mean, they own the property.
Right.
So it's not, unless they want to vacate it, are they going to vacate it? Then they need to pay taxes on it, unless I'm missing something.
Okay.
Not much of that.
Unless there is something with, the assessor's office that says that they do not tax on...
Would Kathy be listening to where she could enlighten us?
I mean, I've got some property with ingress and egresses on it, but I cannot pay taxes on it.
I do not know. I'll go get her if you like.
Like I said, unless I'm missing something.
Do you see what is next to them?
No, I didn't know what's next to it.
That's the property that Travis had to give the opinion on. Splitting and not being okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Need you to explain. I don't understand. We don't.
I don't have a copy of the plat, but on the original plat, can you ingress egress easement? An ingress egress easement is not always public, but if you read the plat's dedication, it says all easements are deeded to the public. If it's a public easement, we're not taxed. And this was originally mapped. Somebody didn't catch that with my boss. So I talked to Jody upstairs because I felt like it shouldn't have been taxed and got her opinion on it. And she agreed with me because she felt like it probably shouldn't have been taxed. So we were just annoyed with it taxed.
Do they not need to vacate it for us to not?
They don't need to vacate it. They're trying to replat it and do an amended plat and combine it with a lot and make it part of a lot now. And they will need to vacate it before they can combine that. But that will be through the city of Branson if they'll have to vacate it. Because once it's deeded to the public, it has to be vacated.
So if it hasn't been deeded to the public?
On the original plat, where in your dedication where it says all easements, roads and easements are dedicated to the public. That's where Jody and I felt like it was deeded to the public and should have not been taxed.
You say they've replatted, they're replatting?
They're replatting it again, yes. And they're trying to make it part of the lot.
That's what I mean. If they make it part of the lot, then
it needs to be vacated.
What lot are they trying to make it a part of? One that they own?
Yes.
So then it wouldn't be vacated. They're trying to, vacate.
They'll have to go through the city of Branson and get it vacated. That's going to be through the city of Branson.
Okay, when I say vacated, I guess the meaning, the actual term should be deeded to the public, not vacated.
No, I feel like per the plat, it's already been dedicated to the public. So if they want to take that away from the public and make it part of their lot, they're going to have to get it vacated from the city of Branson. It's like when you vacate a public road, or plat a public road, then it has to be vacated. They own a lot north of that they're trying to combine it with.
Well, according to Beacon, they own that as well.
We have not changed the map. It's not been dedicated to the public. I have not changed the map. I went on vacation last week. I wasn't sure what anybody wanted to do with this. I left it up and then I got here this morning and they said they were coming before you to get this abated. So I have not changed any maps. It's still, that's where it's showing that it's taxed, that it's showing ownership, but it should be, I believe, a public easement. It should not be taxed because it's public.
So this new plat, you say they're filing? It's going to include this? Is it a plat splitting out a lot of lots?
They're trying to amend. They had several lots. They split them and combined them and make two big lots. They're trying to now split that and make it into a different lot and take this easement and combine it with, I think it's lot 2A.
Are taxes paid on this land that this plat's trying to file?
Taxes are not paid on either, I don't believe.
But taxes are due on it.
Yes.
Before they start.
I believe it should never have been taxed. That's why I think the taxes, that's why we were talking about abating the taxes, because it just should never have been taxed in the first place.
Is this something you want to have Travis look at to get his opinion, or do you just want to?
Yeah, I think.